Issue, that way she can approve them and issue them.
Yeah, to allow treasurer to issue and approve all surplus checks.
Maybe surplus checks that went through the redemption process rather than the collector's deed process. Mm-hmm.
County Commission shall compel lien holders or agents to make satisfactory proof of their claims before receiving their money.
Now, does anything need to be divided up by date after the change of the law?
No.
Okay.
Do we need to go back and make it in effect August?
If you do since that, we need to divide by date.
I just want to make sure I'm covered for what we've been doing since the 2018 tax sale. Because I thought that was done when the collector came, but it was like we normally do. We always did it as a blank, and it wasn't done at that time.
It was discussed at that time, but the tape, we didn't have a tape.
We couldn't. We didn't know for sure if it was approved at that time or not.
It's August 28th?
Yes.
That's why I'll let you take this one.
Thank you. I make a motion to give the authority to the county treasurer to handle the surplus from a tax sale of statute 140.230 to be our agent to make satisfactory proof of the claims before issuing the money. She will issue the check and give approval for it. If there's a question as to the lien holder, she will bring it before the county commission.
Second?
Yep, second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
One more question. As the collector is selling property over the counter, do we need that brought before you each time so we have on record the dollar amount each time? She brings the initial one.
Can we not do it on a... Can we do it monthly, like whenever we approve add-ons? Could we enter into the record at that time?
You have some enter into the record. You have a couple of parcels to enter into the record right now that have been turned over to you for surplus.
I don't... Yes, I do. Mm-hmm.
It's normally unusual, and that's not kind of covered in the statute, over-the-counter surplus sale. But
for myself, I would like for it to be entered,
more
so I have
now.
The...
How often do you want to enter, though? Every
if
week?
If we could just do it
just
monthly. We may not have any monthly.
I assume we may not have.
But if we do, maybe we could come monthly.
Okay.
Right now, I received one on 10-2 for the amount of $158.34. So that would be in addition to the original.
I'd probably... put it on next week's agenda.
Okay. Just have it every month. Just if we have any, I'll just bring it to be approved.
On those, if there were any lien holder that would be on record, then it would go to that lien holder then.
Right. Okay. Thank you.
Did we need to address the August 28th?
This should cover the August 28th.
Everything prior to you? Okay. It should, because there's a blanket.
Blanket approval.
Allowed you to approve, and if there is a,
and that was
a
done.
Disagreement in the lien, then it comes to us.
Yeah.
So it doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, Mel.
Medical insurance renewal discussion.
Good morning.
Okay, as you enter your budget discussions, I believe I have an item of interest here.
It's one way of putting it.
the right-hand side of your packet, there are several small handouts. So if we could start with the one that says Coxhill Plans at the top. A letter. Basically, the top piece is just all of their programs that come with your insurance program. Basically, you know, the obligatory letter thanking you for your business, then talks about their corporate health and wellness, the employee assistance program that's part of your package as well, and then it just has a copy of the plan designs. If you'll recall, you have two separates. You have what's called a base and a buy-up, so the staff members can choose to pay a little extra and buy up their insurance to a lower deductible and lower out-of-pocket. So the main piece, I'll probably just leave that with you for your reading enjoyment. But the renewal rate development, obviously, is what we're here to talk about, which is the next piece, the one that looks like this. Just a second. If you take the paperclip off, there's several little attachments there. So there you go. Okay, so just to kind of set it up, if you turn the page, you can see that our current loss ratio is 106%. That's actually in a much better shape than the last time we sat here and talked, but we'll talk about that more here in a second. Prior year loss ratio was 154%. So it's kind of a obviously not optimal. That means that the insurance company literally paid out more money than they took in claims, and so they didn't have any money for their administrative overhead, profit, any of that kind of thing. So obviously that's not what they're looking for on a routine basis. Behind that is a picture, or the next page is your shock claims. You can see we have 21 members who have had claims of over $25,000 in the prior year. There is actually a glimmer of hope on this page. Several of the folks that were on this or had these claims, their last date of service is into last year or in the spring of this year. So we're hoping that many of those have resolved. We do have some newer people. Certainly we have some ongoing issues, as we all know. But candidly, it's actually getting a little better than it was. And so we're at least trending in the right direction. I think when I show you the renewal here in a second, you'll see that Cox has given us some credit for that. If you turn the page, this is the page that really matters. This is the renewal rate calculation. And I just want to point out a couple of things on here. You can see that they use, again, 2 years' worth of claims data. They use the year that comes up to where we are right now, the data through the end of September. And then they use the year prior to that. The most current year is weighted at 70%. The prior year is weighted at 30%. And that's what they do on the top of the projection when you come up then to a weighted per employee per month of $503.64 for the costs that they're paying out. They then look at the manual claims expense and what that would mean, and that's where it says 72110. So if you took the age and gender of everybody that works and is on the plan at Taney County, what would they expect the claims to be versus what they actually were? And that number is lower at $721 than the number that we actually had, the claims at $800. So to help us out a little bit, as far as part of the renewal formula, they then blend those two numbers. So they look at your claims experience, they weight it 70%, and then they take the manual claims experience, just the averages, the average expectation, and weight it at 30%. That brings your number down to 776. They then add in what they call capital fees, which is their money to basically build surplus to be able to have money when the Department of Insurance comes to audit and whatnot. They're supposed to have a certain amount of reserves as an insurance carrier to do that. But the big number on the page that I do really want to point out, which I think is important, is the underwriter adjustment. And you can see where they took $222.80 per employee per month out of your projection. And when we're starting at a number of 700 and some, that's a huge number.
And that is just them looking at your claims experience and then waiving some of their capital fees and some of the things that they've done. But that's one of the things that Cox has been very fair with us about. I think they've kind of let the rope out slowly as we've had this bad claims experience. And they've given us some credit in these areas. Frankly, we don't have other carriers in the marketplace that really do that. And so, long story short, if you can see at the very bottom, it's highlighted in yellow, total rate increase that they're asking for coming out of the gate is a 9% increase. Mm-hmm. Which, with a 106% loss ratio, candidly, is very fair.
You know, I think last year whenever we were talking, just overall we were seeing 20 and 30% increases. Is that right? Do you remember? Mm-hmm. Not with us, but just you heard about it nationally or even regionally that there was 20 and 30% increases. I was thinking whenever we were in D.C., there was somebody that was even talking about that.
I also heard 4 and 7.
Well, not at 154%.
Well,
loss ratio.
We didn't get into that.
Right.
Just told us what they're...
As far as the market goes this year, I can tell you.
That was my question, is what are you hearing this year as far as...
We've got, now that we've brought on the Bolivar shop, over 300 clients in Southwest Missouri. And so, the worst one that we've handed out was a 39% increase. The best one that I've seen is like 4.9 out of the ones that I've personally delivered. And so it's kind of all over the board. But again, with you guys being experience rated, to Commissioner Williams' point, it really has to do with your claims experience more so than what did Stone County do,
right,
or whatever, right? So, but anyway, yes.
It seems like 9%, as much as I don't like it, is probably pretty fair knowing our history of older loss claims percentage 3 years ago. It was like 120% then, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was up there.
We've not been under 100%. For quite some time.
And
do you ever see those, John?
What's that?
Do you ever see the rates
reduced? I have had, I've been doing this for 26 years. I've had a handful. I could count them. It might take my second hand, but.
See any decrease? And to even think about doing some sort of self-insurance, we need to be in the 90%.
Right. Anybody that was counseling you right now would not recommend that you go.
We need to be in the 90% range or less.
I mean, healthcare reform, to give you kind of a barometer, says that your loss ratio should be 85%. That's what they hold the insurance carriers to. That's what they can keep everything above that. And so, if you guys sitting at 106, you're obviously well above
that. We're well above that.
So the average cost, when they take our number of employees and stuff, they figured it should be like 721 and we're at 800.
Correct.
Most of our claims, is there, and I don't know if this is a question for you, but I'm going to ask it anyway.
All right.
It's health issues, not accidents. Outside of.
Yeah, if you look at the shock claims, most of them are very much health issues. We have some substance abuse issues, which you can, I don't know how you'd want to classify that, but we've got a lot of heart cancer.
I think we have one substance abuse issue, is that right?
That's correct.
Our loss claims. Is that still...
That claim, that member is no longer on the plan.
That's what I was thinking.
Those things we can work on, but health issues, that's... tobacco use has been a number one topic I keep getting information on. Mm-hmm. Is there any statistic that Scott Cox gives that they would relate or claims...
I don't know that Cox specifically has a tobacco statistic, but nationally there are lots of statistics out there. Sometimes you have to, it depends on who's putting it out, but, sometimes they'll include the 15-minute smoke break for the person and what was the cost of that times an average, and then that's in the number. And